Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here with some beautiful sunset weather. I want to thank you all for joining us today. But before I start with the topic at hand, I need to recognize one of the great leaders in our city's history. For decades, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi has represented San Francisco with a relentless commitment to the people she serves and the city she loves and calls heaven on earth. Through her grit, determination, and compassion, she has made our city proud as the greatest speaker our nation has ever seen. I haven't said this much publicly, but in college, I had the opportunity to intern for Speaker Emerita Pelosi. I've been fortunate to benefit from her mentorship and guidance, and she has played a similar role for generations of leaders in our city. So on behalf of a grateful city, thank you, Speaker Emerita. In that spirit, today we will mark a new day of leadership in San Francisco and right here in the sunsets. I've always loved the sunset. It so deeply represents the unrivaled beauty and rich culture of our city. And since launching my campaign for mayor, I've spent even more time listening to families, small business owners, teachers, first responders, surfers, and seniors who call the West Side home. They all say the same thing. We want a city hall that does things with us, not to us. And I couldn't agree more. You deserve accountable leadership. You deserve someone who doesn't have to learn what this neighborhood is all about. You deserve someone who understands the Sunset and Parkside because they live it and breathe it. You deserve someone who is of the sunset and works for the sunset. As I set out to make the appointment for your next supervisor, I looked for someone who embodies these qualities. A lifelong resident who intimately knows the district and the people who live here. A bridge builder, a problem solver, and someone who cares deeply about their neighborhood and this city as a whole. That is what ultimately led to Bea Alcaraz. I first met Bea and her parents at the Sunset After Dark Night Market in September. In that conversation, Bea came up and told me that she wanted to serve and represent the community she grew up in to ensure your voices are heard at City Hall. In our later conversations, we talked about people like her parents and her students. We talked about running a small business. We talked about the isolation and the division that continue to persist in this moment. We talked about a path forward that brings this community together. I spoke to a lot of people throughout this appointment process, but Bea's was the voice that kept coming back to me. District 4 deserves thoughtful and compassionate leadership. Not necessarily the loudest voice in the room, but the person who is willing to listen and work the hardest on behalf of the people that they serve. Bea Alcaraz is that person, and I am incredibly honored to appoint her as the next supervisor for District 4. At just 22 years old, Bea bought and ran the neighborhood's most beloved pet shop, the Animal Connection on 35th and Irving. Under very trying circumstances, she kept her shop open through the pandemic because she knew what that store meant to the people here and how much her customers depended on her. That's the type of grit and care we need at City Hall. As the daughter of Asian immigrants, a graduate of Holy Name and St. Ignatius, a teacher and a youth coach, Bea is helping to raise the next generation of Sunset kids, teaching them the fundamentals, not just of basketball or piano, but of teamwork and perseverance, and what it means to serve your community. And as someone who lived in an ADU with her aunt, while her parents saved to buy their own home, Bea knows the sacrifices families make to stay in the communities they love, especially as our city has gotten more expensive. We've been fortunate to have a strong tradition of leadership here in the Sunset. Former supervisors Carmen Chu and Katie Tang, thank you both for being here. Now, the two of them both took on this same responsibility at just 29 years old, and I am here to tell you that Bea today is turning 29. Happy birthday. Katie and Carmen, you helped pave the way for the next generation of Sunset leaders, and we could not be more grateful for the two of you for your continued service to our city. And now, Bea will be a bridge between generations, between the longtime residents like her family, who helped build this community, and the young people who will carry it forward. She's a bridge between small business owners, working families, and our city government. She is a bridge to the future of the Sunset. This neighborhood deserves to be represented by one of its own, someone grounded in people, not politics. Someone who can bring a fresh perspective to City Hall and who's ready to put in the work. When I talk to Bea, I see someone who is not a career politician, but has spent her life in service to this community. She doesn't owe anyone anything other than the people who live right here in the Sunset. Bea, I know you love the Sunset the way I love San Francisco. She has the work ethic, the small business experience, and a deep understanding of the cultural fabric of this neighborhood. I am confident that she will make this community proud by listening, showing up, and doing the hard work this moment demands. It feels especially meaningful to be here today in this very library where Bea and her sister used to do their homework after school. This place and the people of this community shaped who she is, a lifelong resident of the Sunset who is now ready to serve it. Bea, congratulations. Thank you for raising your hand to meet this moment. Okay, now I'd like your family to come up as we administer the oath of office. We'll turn so we can. Okay. Let's do that. And you guys face them a little bit. Face out a little bit. Come closer. There you go. Put your hand.
One hand on the Bible, then one hand.
Other hand, I think. There you go.
That's like that. I've sworn it before.
Turn the mic a little bit closer.
Okay. I state your name.
I, Bea Alcaraz.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties upon which I am about to enter.
And during such time.
And during such time.
As I hold the office of.
As I hold the office of
Supervisor for the City and County of San Francisco.
Supervisor for the City and County of San Francisco.
And also the Commissioner of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority.
And also Commissioner
of the
San Francisco County Transportation Authority.
And I'm going to do it one more time to get it right. And member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors.
And member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors.
Of the City and County of San Francisco.
Of the City and County of San Francisco.
Congratulations. I am now honored to introduce you all to the District 4 Supervisor, Bea Alcarez.
Perfect. I'm a little shorter. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, for this opportunity and your confidence. And thank you to my friends and neighbors who encouraged me to raise my hand on behalf of the Sunset. My history in this community dates back generations. My father came to San Francisco from the Philippines as a teenager, and my mom came in the late 80s on a visitor visa. They met at San Francisco State, got married 4 months later, and settled in the downstairs of my great aunt's home on 45th and Lawton. My mom, sister, and I shared a bed while my dad slept on a cot until they saved up enough money to buy a home of their own. My mom was parish manager at Holy Name, and my dad was athletic director. The church staff, volunteers, and parishioners adopted me as their own. They taught me how to play mahjong. And one time, the priests actually chaperoned my field trip to the zoo while my mom was working. When she got home, she said they were all snoring on the couch, exhausted, but I was still raring to go. Eventually, the neighbor across the street gave us a good deal, because she loved the idea of selling her home to a family with kids. It was huge for us. It still is. It's important to me that families like mine continue to be able to buy homes in this neighborhood and pass them on to their children. As a first-generation Asian woman with Filipino and Chinese heritage, I recognize how lucky I am to have grown up in a community of people who look like me. No one ever said I was weird for bringing cow tongue or chicken feet to school. It may sound simple, but feeling like you belong builds confidence. My report card in elementary school always said the same thing. You guys know this very well. Very bright, talks a little too much. I don't remember ever getting in trouble for talking at school, but I do remember getting in trouble in the third grade. Ever the entrepreneur, I was buying erasers, toys, and trinkets from the shops on Irving Street and reselling them to my classmates to make a little extra money. When my teacher found $30 in my desk, she called my parents. Sorry. Other than that, I didn't have a lot of time to get in trouble. When I wasn't at school or practicing the piano, I was playing basketball with my dad or volunteering with my mom. All of these experiences helped me excel at St. Ignatius, among my more well-resourced peers. On the harder days, my dad would say, "You may feel different, but you are getting the same education as everyone else. That will give you a seat at the table and the power to make change." Owning that power helped me leap from employee to small business owner at the age of 22 when I purchased the Animal Connection. For 6 years, I worked 7 days a week managing a staff of 5 people. Like so many small business owners, in the Sunset, I did the hard work it took to keep our doors open during the pandemic. I also experienced firsthand how costly the city used to make it to do business. $1,000 and a six-month wait just to approve the placement of a shed to store animal waste. Owning a small business made me more patient. It made me a problem solver and a good listener. Of course, people came in to ask what kind of food they should buy or how to care for a sick pet. But they also talked about how good the schools were, how safe they felt, whether they thought their kids would be able to afford to stay here, and yes, whether the Great Highway should stay open. Running the Animal Connection also enabled me to become a homeowner in the Sunset with my sister.
It helped me transition into my current work, teaching art and music to kids who wouldn't otherwise have access, and it made me a better advocate for this community. Over the past few months, I talked to people about the anger and intense division in the Sunset and what might happen with the District 4 supervisor seat. Again and again, business owners, friends, old customers, and neighbors said, Bea, you have to try. Which is why when I saw Mayor Lurie at Sunset After Dark, I had to try. After I introduced myself, I told the mayor it had been too long since someone who was from the Sunset represented the Sunset, and he listened. Our neighborhood isn't impressed by who worked on what campaign or how long you've been in politics. We want to be represented by real, down-to-earth people with community ties, people who experience life in the same way we do, in a unique neighborhood full of working-class, monolingual, multi-generational families. This idea that people have of the Sunset, that we're content as long as we have our homes and the beach, is over. In this highly politicized moment, our community has been torn apart. We deserve to have a say in how policies and legislation impact our lives today and in the years to come. That starts with listening. I want to hear your concerns and design community-informed solutions. I don't want people to just feel included. I want to actually include them. As your supervisor, if that means working towards a compromise on the Great Highway, then that's what we'll do. If that means making an amendment to the family zoning plan to strengthen it and help us maintain local control, I'm prepared to take that action. But we also need to make sure that our streets are safe and clean, that foot traffic for our small businesses continues to increase, and places to play and exercise remain accessible. We have to ensure that people can still drive to work and get to the doctor, that affordable housing exists for the next generation. Too many of these decisions have been made without us from the top down. I believe the Sunset has shown we are ready to rally from the ground up. In the spirit of healing and moving forward, I will work to bring all the residents of this district together to secure the future of the Sunset. This is our chance to have a seat at the table. We do have the power to make change. I am humbled and honored by Mayor Lurie's appointment and the opportunity to serve the residents of District 4 as your supervisor. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. Thank you.